Amin Abbas is a Palestinian activist and a founding member and chair of Australian Foundation for Palestinian Children, Olive Kids, and a former chair of Palestinian Community Association of Victoria, an occasional writer for Palestine. Welcome Amin Abbas, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to also start by acknowledging a beautiful and resilient people, the owners of the land in which we stand and protest, the Wurundjeri people, and pay my respect to their elders past and present. This is unceded land and so too my homeland, Palestine. Ours is a shared struggle and we will forever be grateful to the solidarity and camaraderie. I'd like to also acknowledge all of you here, wonderful humans, here every single Sunday. Many people have been here most Sundays since it started. Put your hand up. How amazing are these people? We're here chanting for peace, love, human rights and freedom. Never hate, violence, anti-Semitism, or racism. And it is because all of you and people like you, one of these Sundays soon, we will be here not to mourn our dead, camp the children we lost, the hospitals hit, or war crimes committed. We will be here to celebrate our free Palestine. Now, raise your hand if you know about Olive Kids. A fair few. Olive Kids is an Australian charity that is 100% volunteering and focusing on Palestinian children. In 15 years, we supported orphan children when Israel left us with thousands, and many, many thousands today. We supplied solar for the orphanage when Israel turned the power on for only 4 hours a day, 0 hours today. We supported university scholarships for girls when they couldn't afford it under the suffocating siege. And there's no education in Gaza today. We supported medical aid to a hospital when the health system was crumbling, and it does not exist today. We provided prosthetics when snipers were shooting kids in their legs. Today, 10 children lose a limb every single day. We were proud of our work, but today, the orphanage is leveled. We lost some children, and we don't know the whereabouts of the rest. The university also leveled, like every other university in Gaza. The hospital hit by airstrikes, also like every other hospital in Gaza. Our work is now shrunk to Rafah. Just as a reminder that Gaza's 2.5 million people lived in 365 kilometers before this whole thing started. This is an area less than 4% of Melbourne. Until Israel squeezed them to the southern half. Then again, this led them to Rafah. Today we have 1.5 million suffocating in a mere 64 square kilometers. This is the size of the Melbourne CBD. A sea of tents, many displaced for 8 or 9 times. I could hear the constant bombing every time I speak to our people in Rafah this week. A safe zone, they said, and now evacuate to nowhere. They are told, we're coming for you. Every Sunday, we call out the war crimes of the preceding week, naively thinking that brutality can't go further than it does. Week after week. unhindered by UN resolutions, the ICJ ruling, statements from friends, like the one by our PM on Thursday. Maybe we should remind our PM, when a friend commits crimes, time to end the friendship, not send letters. Sympathies, concern, and statements is all our government does. Should we accept this?
No.
We must demand action and consequences, not statements, not sympathies. Australia must end support for a genocidal state, end arms export, end trade, and sever diplomatic relations now. We must reinstate funding for Ottawa now. And we must investigate and charge war criminals, including Australians, participating in this genocide now. My friends, time to call all you members of Parliament. Ask your council to pass motions. Educate your family, friends, neighbours. Bring them here next Sunday. Will we stop coming? Because the killing has not stopped. As for those who advocated for genocide, we will remember you. And those who stayed silent, we shall remember you too, because you are just as complicit. My friends, stand tall and proud, because soon when we are free, you'll say, I was there. Every Sunday, I stood for justice. Thank you.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
I'm really proud of my cousin. Give him a hand.